You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning. Good morning, Truth Nation. This is our second hour. Our first hour, we were pretty much talking about all these doggone fee increases. Every time we look up Telly, we got to tell Truth Nation, this is going up. This is going up. This is going up. What's the return on our investments?
Right.
What are we getting?
But look,
and then
this is for. No, before you continue, DT, we can't like our YouTube viewers right now, they noticed the difference. Like, for the second hour, you got bossed up. So, like,
real bossy.
Oh, hush.
Check out the gold chain.
Come on. You know we're not going to let that slide.
Gold all on my neck. Gold all on my chain. I am
Don't believe,
ready.
Just watch.
This is how dedicated I am to you, Truth Nation. This is how dedicated I am to y'all, because you deserve it. Like, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with a group of BIPOC leaders, and we're in Tulsa trying to figure out how we're going to help Tulsa become a great city for people of color. So I was invited, so I'm here, and shoot, our first meeting starts at 9, so I gotta be ready.
Yeah, can I give my unsolicited advice on how they can make Tulsa better? Bring back Black Wall Street. How about that? Let's start there.
And that will definitely be part of our conversations today. That'll be definitely be part of our conversation. So now I'm excited to be here in the city of Tulsa. This is the first time I've been in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I am honored and humbled to be invited to be a part of how to make this community better, because that's what Black people, we should be doing. We should be traveling all over this country collectively, establishing ways that we can build or rebuild. I'm going to say rebuild, Telly. Rebuild our fiscal power. Because at one point, especially in Tulsa, this, like you said, Black Wall Street, it existed.
Yeah. Yes. And man, DT, you just made a thought pop in my head. Besides, only time we have these town hall meetings is around the election cycle. Why can't we have these town hall meetings and, you know, as like you say, as Black people go around to other communities and share different ideas? Hey, this works in our community. Why don't you guys try this? Why don't you try to implement this program? That's the only way we're going to be stronger. But we seem like we're all divided trying to come up with the same goal. And why not just do it together? Because whenever we do something together, it works.
Absolutely. Every time we do something together, it works. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you are a part of that. And like you said, it would be nice to have more of these opportunities. And
well, I will definitely keep
the country.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, DT.
No, I was going to say, I will definitely keep you and Truth Nation posted on the outcomes of this initiative. Because again, we are a group, and many of us are the same people that were in Colombia a couple of months ago.
Okay.
And that's what we do. Okay. We get invited by, oh, wait a minute. I just thought of something. Telly, I'm so glad we brought this up. Telly, Ricky, Truth Nation, do you know who just purchased a home in my home state, Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana, to be exact? I had no idea until I met a brother who's a big community advocate leader, does the same thing in Fort Wayne that we're doing here in Tulsa. Do you know who just bought a home, a whole home, and lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana? You'll never guess.
On purpose.
I was like,
give us a hint.
They bought a home in Fort Wayne on purpose.
Tell him on purpose.
Not who you talk about, Denise. He was like, on purpose? Yes, Telly, on purpose. I'll give you a hint. This brother should probably trademark the curse word MF.
Samuel
he uses
L.
it.
Jackson?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Really?
Him and his wife bought a home in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And as Telly is processing this with a very perplexed look on his face, which you can watch live on our YouTube channel, he said, I was getting tired of all the hustle and bustle, and I just wanted some peace. You know, Samuel L. Jackson, he probably, what, 73, 74?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yes, him and his wife.
That's an interesting
So
voice.
Is it just me, or do anybody else say Samuel Jackson instead of saying Samuel L. Jackson?
I always say Samuel L. Jackson.
Like, nobody says the L, the middle initial?
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people just say Samuel Jackson, Samuel L. Jackson.
The reason I said that, because somebody brought it to my attention.
Yeah.
And he's 75.
Have y'all seen the new series that he's in?
I'm sorry?
Have y'all seen the new series that he's in on Peacock?
No. I'm still processing the fact that, to Telly's point, he and his wife bought a home in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And so, check this out. Fort Wayne, Indiana was the former, or maybe even existing, headquarters of Pizza Hut. And I bring that up because Samuel L. Jackson just basically kind of bought what used to be like the headquarters and made it into his home. Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah. Now, I have noticed and have seen and have talked to a lot of people that I know in L.A. that are relocating because of the prices and the real estate. It's ridiculous out there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, most of them are relocating to, like, Arizona and still staying out west, but not necessarily in California, like Nevada. Nevada doesn't have any state taxes, so you see a lot of people that are moving to those states. But Fort Wayne, Indiana, not sure about that. Now, Dave Chappelle lives in Ohio somewhere.
I was just about to say Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Washington, D.C., but spent a lot of time with his father in Ohio, and he's there all the time.
Yeah.
It's not,
no,
it's
he
not
lives
random.
There.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could be in, I forget what the name of the town in Ohio, but he definitely walks around, he and his wife and his family. So, if you're ever in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Samuel L. Jackson.
Said on purpose.
All right. Before he said on purpose, I'm weak on that. Now, before break, the most recent report as it relates to the investigation of Sean Diddy Combs. Tupac Shakur's family has hired a powerhouse attorney to investigate Sean Combs and to determine if there were any potential links between Sean Diddy Combs and the murder of Tupac Shakur. Now, this has been confirmed by Rolling Stone magazine. And the news follows reports that the late Los Angeles rapper's family hired a team of investigators to ascertain if the Bad Boy Entertainment founder had any involvement in his death. Now, I'm going to say this, Telly. Before this even like freak-off scandal investigation took place, the Cassie video was released. This had always been, and I mean, I'm talking about Telly. I started hearing rumors that Diddy had something to do with Tupac's murder. Shoot, what is this, 2024? Easily over 20 years, that rumor. Have you heard that rumor before too, that Diddy had something to do with Tupac's murder?
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Even documentaries. Absolutely.
I just think after 30 years, I just don't think that it's never going to get solved.
It's tough. I mean, but again, like you said, DT, before the Cassie video and all of this stuff, the guy in Vegas was recently arrested or indicted, and he said Puffy had something to do with it. Was it Keefe? And so, like you said, this is nothing that is new. I think that the reason why they are probably switching you know, attorneys or investigators in this is because this is a perfect time to do it. Like, everything is being exposed. And it's like, okay, we're talking about all these freak-offs and all of that. You know, what did he have to do with this as well? And so I think it's, you know, everything, like we just talked about with this new, you know, proposed $3 and all these tax hikes or whatever, it's timing. And just like Cassie was able to have really great timing to get what she deserved and probably much, much more. This is timing for Tupac's family to finally, hopefully, get some answers. Besides, you keep hearing about something. You keep hearing about he may have something to do with it. He may have something to do with it. Well, let's figure out if it's true or if it's not.
Yes. Now, to respond to Ricky, that's why I was kind of processing how I wanted to respond when Ricky said, you know, it's been over 30 years. At this point, it may not ever be revealed in terms of who actually was or what individuals were responsible for Tupac's murder. I'm going to disagree because, again, I said earlier, Telly, and you heard me say this several times. I was like, man, Diddy ain't going to jail. How many times did I say that? There's no way that Diddy's going to go to jail. He's too powerful. He's too wealthy. He knows too many people. He's too well connected. He ain't going to jail. And where's Diddy right now?
I told you. I was like, man, he going to jail.
Damn.
Another factor to consider, and this is for you, Ricky. Truth Nation, Tupac Shakur's family has hired Alex Spiro. Who is Alex Spiro, Denise? I'm so glad you asked that question. Alex Spiro, who is a 41-year-old Harvard-trained attorney, is also the attorney who represented actor Alec Baldwin. And if you recall, Alec Baldwin just had a huge legal victory in his involuntary manslaughter case, where he was charged with manslaughter back in 2021 after his on-set shooting, which led to the death of the cinematographer. I think her name was Halina Hutchins. So this same lawyer, Shakur's family has hired Alex Spiro. And this person is known for representing high-profile Hollywood actors. And he is going to now lead the investigation on whether it's Sean Diddy Combs had any involvement with Tupac's death, which was, again, nearly, to Ricky's point, 30 years ago. Now, if you recall, Shakur was part of a fatal shooting, which took place September 7th, 1996. He was riding with Marion Suge Knight as they were going down the street cruising, and a white Cadillac pulled up when they were stopped at a traffic light. Knight was the driver. Shakur was in the passenger seat, and we all know how the story ended. Have you ever been to that corner in Las Vegas, Telly? I've been there several times. It's eerie. It's still eerie to this day.
It is.
There's that gas station, and then that whole hotel. Yeah,
I ended up. I visited one time. I was staying. I was in Vegas for the summer league, and I was staying at the. I want to say it's the Flamingo. It's the hotel, like right on that corner, and I could literally just walk outside and maybe a half a block. And you're right; it's that gas station right there, and it is. It's still like, man. And I mean, and even when I was in L.A. and you go down that street, I want to say it's Wilshire, and where Biggie was shot, you still like, you just be looking like, man, that's crazy. So, but yeah,
it's very eerie.
I have been there.
So we've been talking about the Tupac Shakur's family has hired a very high profile attorney to investigate further whether or not Sean Diddy Combs had anything to do with the murder of Tupac. And last year, Dwayne Keefe D. Davis was indicted on the charge of open murder with the use of deadly weapon for Tupac's murder. And we come back, we're gonna give you some more updates in terms of why Diddy has not been officially charged when his name keeps coming up and has consistently came in to the reports specific to the 1994 robbery and shooting of Shakur, as well as his murder in 1996 in Las Vegas. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. Should Diddy be investigated for the murder of Tupac Shakur? We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Menace and methods label me a lethal weapon. Make it chicken die, witness and breathless imperfections. Can you picture my specific plan?
Truth Nation, at Old National Bank, they know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker. Truth Nation, did Diddy kill Tupac? Or did Diddy have anything to do with the murder of Tupac? That is what the most recent episode in the investigation of Sean Combs, as it continues to take place. He is still incarcerated in Manhattan, and Tupac Shakur's family has officially hired Alex Shipo, who is a powerhouse attorney who recently represented Alec Baldwin during what was ultimately for Alec Baldwin a victory in the involuntary manslaughter case that he just was found innocent for, or not guilty, I should say. Now, the discussions on whether Diddy had something to do with the murder or actually was part of the murder of Tupac Shakur as part of a drive-by shooting on September 7th, 1996, Keefe D, Dwayne Davis, Keefe D, was arraigned on murder charges of the death of rapper Tupac Shakur back in October of last year. So he was indicted on the charge of open murder with the use of deadly weapon, along with a gang enhancement. Prosecutors revealed during a press conference back when he was charged in 2023 of October of 2023. Couldn't even get that out. I'm going to keep it real with you, Telly. I have always suspected that Diddy was involved in the murder of Tupac. And I've always suspected that he was involved in the murder of Biggie.
How involved, though? Like phone calls, maybe? I mean, because we just like OJ, we don't think that they actually did it themselves, which means that you had to make some calls or you had somebody do it for you.
And that's so just as bad. That's just as bad. Oh, when you are the orchestrator.
Worse. Yeah.
Now, here's what's interesting. There have been notable celebrities, and I'm talking about like legendary hip hop artists and members of the hip hop community that have spoken out publicly on the same feelings. Now, before we get into Eminem, his recent statement on Diddy's connection to both Tupac and Biggie murders, let's hear this soundbite from Charlamagne Tha God from The Breakfast Club when he interviewed Diddy, Sean Diddy Combs, who was on The Breakfast Club numerous times. Well, in this particular conversation, Charlamagne Tha God, who's one of the hosts of The Breakfast Club show, asked Diddy straight up, Did you do it? Check this out.
Now, it was this documentary that claimed, which we know wasn't true.
Yeah, check this out. We don't talk about things that are nonsense. We don't even entertain nonsense, my brother. So we're not even going to even go there, with all due respect. But I appreciate you as a journalist asking. Thank you.
Because, listen, 7 years ago, I'd have been like, yo, did you hire somebody to kill Pac? But no, you do it like a journalist.
Yeah. No, I mean, we wouldn't even get into nonsense like that. You know what I'm saying? It's nonsense.
Which we never believed, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I wouldn't expect him to say anything like, other than that. I mean, he gonna come out and be like, yeah, you know what? All these years, I hadn't had y'all food. Yeah, I had something to do with it. Of course he's not.
Or how about this?
Like that.
How about this, Telly? Hell no, I didn't kill Tupac.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Like, next question.
That's stupid to even say. But again, when you start to look at and like kind of go back and revisit some of these interviews and thoughts and things that were said, you're kind of like, maybe that does raise, you know, a little red flag, because before you may have given him a pass. You'd be like, well, why would he do that? Like, that's supposed to be his friend. Why would he have something to do with that? But when you, like, in 2024, when you have Biggie's mom coming out and you know, she's not a fan of Puffy, it's a reason why. If this is my best friend's mom and my best friend passed away, my best friend's mom isn't going to just be like, you know, hating on me or not really feeling me if me and her son were super tight before he passed away.
Miss
Benita
Wallace.
So there must be a reason why. Yeah.
Has consistently expressed her frustration, anger. I mean, anything minus hatred is pretty much where Benita Wallace stands when it comes to even hearing the name Diddy. Good morning, Al.
Great.
You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
I think there's something bigger than this Diddy situation. I never known that some good pound town was illegal, but if there's anything where people are being forced, that's totally different with the Diddy and the Tupac. I thought Suge Knight had something involved, but I just think there's something bigger. And I know a lot of times when things happen, sometimes parents can be mad at the best friend. But I had a question for you, DT and Telly, going back to this Crowley. Do you feel Crowley has a fetish on trying to please white people? Because my question is, he's always raising taxes. But what the hell has he ever done for black folks?
You go ahead, Telly. You go first.
Well, I mean, go first with what? I don't have a response, just like you.
No, I have a response. He asked a question,
okay,
so I was going to say, you can
go
ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No. I don't have one. I mean, because I don't know if that is the key. I mean, that is, the two are correlated. And I mean, because, yeah, I don't know. I don't like to speak on things I really don't know. So,
okay.
Because, you know, so, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Al.
Because, you know, just a few weeks ago, there was a lot of people was upset because David Crowley was down in Chicago trying to implement and give certain ideas to Chicago, where it's metropolitan, when we have issues here. So my thing is he's always raising taxes, but he's never trying to do anything for black people. But he always smiling with this big gap between his two front teeth.
Okay, Al, let's be okay. Actually, you're entitled to feel however you feel. All right, let me ask you this. And I've asked this question before. Before I give you my response in terms of, you know, do I feel that County Executive David Crowley does enough for black people? First, let me ask you this, because that's always my immediate question. Let's level set. What is the expectation that you have, Al, as a black person from the county executive? What specifically do you want him to do for black people?
Well, my thing will be try to steer Milwaukee in a good direction. But when you keep raising taxes and taxes and taxes, and it's just Milwaukee, not Whitefish Bay, not Shorewood or River Hills, it's been a lot of red flags, because it's always an issue with raising taxes. And we know when we raise taxes, it's always to a certain group of people, never those people with 26 characters.
Gotcha. Now, going back to your original question, and Al, I just said earlier on this show, it's, to me, it's all about timing. I'm tired of reading about tax increases, fare increases, fees. Trust me, I'm with you on that. I want to ask the question again, because you said that he's raising taxes and it's impacting us the most as Black folks. So again, my question to you, Al, because I'm sure that at least, if not the county executive himself, is tuned into this program, one of his team members is. So here's our opportunity to answer this question. What specifically should the county executive, whether it was Chris Abley, whether it's David Crawley, what should they specifically be doing for Black people? And I'm asking that because that question was presented to Madam Vice President Kamala Harris several times, and she finally answered it. We shared it last week. So what does that look like for the county executive?
Well, I would think, and I might be wrong, I would say, well, maybe raising, taking some of this tax money and fixing some of these potholes that's bigger than baby caskets in the city.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Potholes. What else?
Or something with these trees that look like they didn't cut while they were high on crack, or pulling up some of these concrete sidewalks where the root is coming up over in the inner city, since we're trying to give this look of progression and success.
So in summary, your two concerns for the county executive as part of helping Black people in this community is getting rid of the potholes and creating or planting better trees. I just want to make sure I understand.
Yes, because the inner city, we have a lot of casket-sized potholes, but we don't see it nowhere once we get near downtown, or nowhere near we get to where River Hills or Shorewood or Whitefish Bay, their streets are smooth.
Okay. But that's what the dialogue needs to be, Al. What you just did is exactly what we have to do better. We as Black folks, we can't be like, well, I'm not going to sit there and say they need to do more for Black people. What does that mean? We got to be specific. If we expect and hold these elected officials accountable for doing things for our community, we can't just say you got to do more for Black people. What does that mean? What does that look like? Because when you go into the polls and you vote for them, you should have already had those questions answered. We can't go into the polls and have the assumption that, oh, because David Crawley's Black, he's going to look out for Black people. Well, did you tell him what you wanted him to do for Black people when you went and voted for him?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Al?
Yeah,
so when we come back from break.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, thank you. Have a good
one. Thank you. You too. Thank you. That's what I'm here for. That's why I was like, I have a response. It may not be
it wouldn't have been and mine would never have been as good as that one. That's why I just shut up. And when I don't know,
I love Black people, but we got to
shut up.
Look, I love Black people. We got to do better when it comes to that. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth.
Great point.
Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We're going to give you the best because you deserve the best. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Yeah. Yeah, fool. You know how we do it.
All right, I just wanted Cube to drop that. Yeah, you know how we do it.
That's right,
Truth Nation. You know how we do it here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We've been having a great conversation this morning, and our latest topic is the new tax that will possibly be implemented next year, 2025, on Uber and Lyft drivers that would be mandated by the airport. And Denise did a great job. I see why she does the coaching and the things that she does, because you have
to
level set. And a lot of times we don't even know what we want, but we're expecting others to give us something that we don't even know what we want. And, a great, great message came through on our YouTube message board by Mr. IDGAF. What do black people want? Half of us don't know what we want besides if it is free. The serious know what needs to be done without help. It's the ignorant and naive who act differently. Man.
As Denise sips her coffee.
Yeah, can you get that engraved in stone right there?
Well,
because
I mean,
a lot of times we do say that, and we've been hearing that this entire political season, DT, and that is, well, you know, if Kamala is elected president, what's she going to do for black folks? And then when you come back and ask, okay, what do you want? A lot of people don't even know.
And it's, I know Al's probably still listening. Al, I'm sticking my chest out because I was like, besides all that, Al said, you got a good point. I don't think I've ever heard Al tell any Truth Nation host, you made a good point. So I'm sticking my chest out. Thank you for that. But in all seriousness, we have to do better. Because if you have this blanket, to your point, Telly, this blanket statement of, what are you going to do for black people? Now, let me be clear. Let me be crystal clear, Truth Nation. That is a valid question. That is a valid question to ask any elected official, whether it's local, state, or national, i.e. Kamala Harris running to be the next president of the United States. However, again, to Telly's point, what do you want? You know, that's like, you know, you if you go up to Santa and say, I want toys for Christmas, and Santa brings you toys for Christmas, you like, them ain't the toys that I wanted. Well, hey, look, I got a whole lot of people to serve. You didn't say what kind of toy. You just said toys. So here you go.
They told me what specific toy. They told me PS5. You said
right.
Toys.
Come on, somebody.
So yeah,
little Chad got the PS5 because little Chad asked for the PS5. You got a generic toy because that's all you asked for. Number two. There is so much that I put into the responsibility and ownership of elected officials when it comes to my life. Like, number one, I never expected the government or local or state officials to raise my kids. Or did I hold them accountable if and when my kids were acting or shacting a fool. Now, in terms of this new fee that is going to be part of the 2025 budget proposal from David Crawley's Milwaukee County office. As I mentioned before, I think the timing is bad, but I also get that, okay, well, I'm not about to do it when I'm about to run for reelection, but it does leave a taste in my mouth because I'm tired of reading headlines about this increase and this implemented tax and this fee. We don't need to hear now. Black people especially don't need to hear that, because regardless of whoever you are, however you vote, however you manage your finances, we still have a number of black people that are dealing with the cards that are managing the cards that were dealt to them. Think about this: you got people who are working two or three jobs just so they can feed their kids. And still can't pay rent. I always say, look, poverty is not a punishment. It is injustice. Yeah. Because I've shared this story before, Telly. I've heard people say, and it disgusts me, poverty is the punishment for laziness. And see, people have equated laziness with black people. When black people still are waiting on our reparation, which we'll get into later because California actually just issued a formal apology for slavery. But I digress. We as black folks, Yes, we are the most disadvantaged. And because of that history, I don't put a lot of like expectations into the government. I just don't. That's just me. Because we still have black people that are working 3, 4, 5 jobs. And you talk about, well, they need to be at home more. Well, they got to make a choice. Do I provide or do I protect? And a lot of times in order to protect, I got to be able to provide. So, yeah, I'm not at home because I'm trying to keep the lights on, literally. But we got to be specific.
Yeah, we got to be specific, and we have to know the roles and the things that go along with these titles. Because
yes.
I just received a text message and didn't even think about this. And the text message said, all the things Al mentioned for the county are the responsibility of the city. So you, like, again, like when you go after these people, you have to know what exactly are their mm-hmm. responsibilities. And then, because that's the advantage that a lot of politicians have, like, you mm-hmm. don't even know what a city attorney does.
Come on.
But the city attorney knows all the power that they have if they are able to get this position. And then, because, like, if Al actually went to David Crowley and said that, like, hey, man, we got these potholes, we got these weeds coming through the cement all in the city, the first thing he'll say is, hey, go to your city official.
Contact your alderman. Yeah.
Yes. That's not my job. And so, again, we have to know, you know, what mm-hmm. these people and the roles they are filling when they are voted in.
Well, and check this out. It just happened on the show. Remember, we first reported about the Milwaukee County proposed fees. One of our listeners said Cavalier and the Common Council got to go. I'm like, they have nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Milwaukee County is responsible for the airport. Yeah. That's why when you go to the airport, you literally will hear David Crawley's voice. Hello, passengers. Welcome to Milwaukee. Whether you're coming or going, that's his voice, not Mayor Johnson's. And that's for a reason.
Right.
So we as black people, number one, know specifically what you want from your elected officials. Number two, know what they are responsible for. And number three, and I'm going to piggyback off of what LT just sent on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. Another good question would be, what are black people doing for themselves? Possibly best answered on an individual basis.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And I mean, because here it is, DT, even when it comes to the national elections, you're voting. People are voting for who they want to vote for because it best serves their interests. And I mean, you have a lot of rich people that say, I'm voting for Trump because I know he's going to take care of us when it comes to taxes. And mm-hmm. and so it is.
Which, again,
it is.
The president has very, they'll own it if it's
very
good. And if it's not, then they'll point to the other party. But the president has very little to zero influence on inflation. Period.
Yes,
we talked
about
it last week.
And clearly we're getting educated today that Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley has very little to do with what the potholes and things that are going on in the city, because he is a county official, not a city official.
Again, it's been very interesting too, because full transparency, as we continue to report about these high profile indictments, you know, in particular with Diddy, I'm learning that, you know, the U.S. has different attorneys, has different districts. And so, as we mm-hmm. have talked about, both with Mayor of New York, Eric Adams, and Sean Diddy Combs, that all falls under the U.S. attorney, Damian Williams, who is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Manhattan. I mean, I've been learning in terms of our judicial system and our levels of justice. So it's important that we continue to have these conversations on the truth, whether it's you and me, Sherwin, Tori, Dr. Ken, Carrie and Ben, because we're educating ourselves. And so now that we're starting to gain more and more information, what do we do with this? Number one, we have to hold ourselves accountable just as much as our elected officials. Good morning, Brian. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Oh, yeah, DT. I just wanted to apologize to you for yesterday using that word discipline when it came to y'all. I didn't mean no offense to that, but I know that was a sensitive spot to, you know, females in general. So I just wanted to apologize to you for that. I think I was just rambling and it just shot out my mouth because that may be some internal stuff I have going on in my brain about how women act nowadays, but it's not directed at decent, beautiful black women like you. It's not directed at real women, so to speak. You know what I mean? It probably has something to do with the pop culture or the drill rap culture type females that, do whatever. But let me stop talking about that before I go too far off the deep end. Basically, what I wanted to mention is it's real nice to have a good-looking woman as president. But the problem with Kamala Harris, if she gets in, she's not going to be in control of what's going on in this country. We have a bigger villain when it comes to the Democratic Party, and that's what you call the Green New Deal. That's what frightens me about, well, it doesn't frighten me, but that's what it should frighten most normal acting people throughout this country is the Green New Deal. Because if you think taxes are high now, if they institute the Green New Deal because Democrats get in office, you're going to see those taxes go up even further. What do you think about the Green New Deal?
Well, Brian, and see, this is what we were just talking about. Is information that I didn't know. So I'm actually going to research called the Green New Deal, like N-E-W?
Yeah, the Green New Deal. It was promoted by that lady, AOC, the beautiful Hispanic lady from New York. I just call her AOC because I can't pronounce her name. But yeah.
I'm going to look that up. And well, what I was going to say, Brian, first and foremost, thank you for publicly apologizing and speaking to all of the female listeners. Is any other listener who may have been a little like, huh, Brian, it just shows the kind of true brother, king, man, responsible person that you are. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And
no problem.
It's got me even a little emotional, Brian. Thank you. Because that's all I need. So thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in, Truth Nation. That was all right. Because here's the thing, I've had to apologize. Sometimes it just feels better when you just say, I apologize and keep the greatness going. So thank you for that example, Brian. When we come back, Telly and I will give you our truth of the matter, and we're going to get you ready for 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio here in the great city of Milwaukee. Stay locked in. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Alright, y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. It is Monday, and we hope that we got your Monday morning started off on a great note and that you continue to have a great Monday. We were talking about the Tupac Shakur family hiring an attorney to further investigate or formally investigate whether or not Sean Diddy Combs was linked to Tupac's murder. So my truth of the matter, I want to share a quote that Tupac Shakur made while he was alive, which is so powerful. Just because you lost me as a friend doesn't mean you gained me as an enemy. I'm bigger than that. I still want to see you eat, just not at my table. There's a lot of us right now that need to reassess, reevaluate, and recalibrate who's in our network. And just because you and I don't roll every day like we used to, it doesn't mean that I'm bitter. It doesn't mean that I'm angry. It doesn't even mean that I don't want to see you win. Again, I just don't want to be with you when you win. And that is quite all right. I'm cheering from the sidelines. I'm not cheering next to you anymore, but I'm definitely still here to see you win. Great quote from Tupac. Love it, love it, love it. That's my truth of the matter.
All right, DT, my truth of the matter is going back to one of the YouTube message board messages from Mr. IDGAF, and it was just so powerful because a lot of times we are asking for stuff that we don't even know. And like DT said, it is a legit question. Black people, you are allowed to ask, what are you going to do for us? What benefits do you have for us? But when you are doing that and when you are saying that, you also have to understand that you have to have the answer to that as well. It's you're going to ask for something, and but you don't even know what you want. So if you are specific to saying, hey, okay, I want this politician to be able to help and benefit us in this way or that way or so on and so forth. But I just think that, you know what you want in order to get what you want. And I think that's the only way that you're going to get what you're asking for is to know what you want. That is my truth of the matter. It's been a great show, Truth Nation. We appreciate all of your engagement. We'll be back same time, same channel tomorrow morning. Make sure you join us. Up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.